Welcome back. Okay, in the second session, as I already mentioned that, we are going to talk about the scholarly, you know, the research related to the investors. Okay, so we are going to understand investors from some kind of researches. It can be very helpful for us to understand, you know, investors. Okay, let's begin with this study. You know, this study is really great. And this study tried to answer the question about how investors determine about, you know, startup, and then how they, you know, distinguish good startup and bad startup, right? And so the researchers observed, you know, 5 angel clubs over 2 years. It takes a long time. And they attended 17 monthly meetings and then conducted 82 interviews, and they observed 18 investment decisions, right? So they found out that the first one, investors need for extraordinary investment returns. They don't want 1%, you know, profit or 10% profit. Okay, they said that we want to find out diamond in mud, like this. Okay, suppose that you are the kids who are looking for the diamond in mud. And surprisingly, you know, you can find out diamond from mud. This is what the investors need. Again, they don't want a 10% profit. They don't want 20% profit. They need, you know, 200 times profit. You know, 10,000 times profit. Something like that. It looks like a diamond in mud. And second, you know, the investors, you know, acknowledge that they can lose their money. Okay. And they said that you missed 1% of the shot, you don't take. So although you know you will lose the money, investors put their money into the startup. Why? Because they don't want to miss out. This is a kind of fear of missing out, right? It's about, you know, home run hitters. It is really hard to hit the home run, but, you know, if you miss the plate, then you miss the shot 100%. So that's why, you know, I will join this investment a little bit, okay? And third, their decisions, you know, rely on their feeling rather than the data. You know, although they, you know, they studied the data from the startup, but when they make a decision for the investment, they rely on their own feeling rather than the data about the startup. You know, the investor said that you can tell in the first 5 seconds of meeting. Okay, so the investors understand whether this startup is good or not within 5 seconds. Okay, something like this. Investors can figure out which business is good, which founders is good within five seconds. Because they rely on their feeling. Let me summarize the result found by the research, right? So from the research, we understand that investors are someone who search for the diamond in mud. And swing for home run, even knowing the high risk of the failure. And lastly, rely on, you know, their intuition rather than data. What do you think? Isn't it insightful, right? So before I read this research, you know, I didn't understand the investors too much. But after then, you know, right now, you know, I'm able to understand, you know, what investors are looking for, and, you know, how they think and how they behave. Okay, guys, let's move on to another research, you know, related to the investment and investors. You know, look at her. She is my colleague, and we studied in same university. You know, when I entered the university as a PhD program, she graduated from the program, and then we met in a scholarly conference. Over there, she introduced her research about, you know, investment. And she said that she conducted the research about the question about, you know, how do investors determine. So she observed and, you know, interviewed kind of angel investors from the tech cost angels. So more specifically, she analyzed, you know, 57 angel investors' investments itself. And then she found out that, oh my God, there is a process, like a job, you know, job recruiting, you know, process from the application to the funding. You know, for example, so many startups, you know, applied their business idea to the Angel Club, and 6 of them rejected, and only 40% of them, you know, proceed to the next stage, which is a pre-screening stage, right? And you know, so many, you know, startups also rejected at the pre-screening stage, and only 25 or less startups proceeded to the screening stage. Screening stage is about kind of a job interview, you know, stage. Then startups are invited to the job interview, you know, by the investors. So investors, you know, ask several questions, and the startup, you know, answer those questions. You know, if startups' answers are great, then they proceed to the due diligence stage. You know, due diligence stage is very critical because, you know, the investors actually visit your the workplace and actually discuss about your business idea with your consumers and your real suppliers. And they try to understand what you have and what is your business model and what is your technology. They try to investigate everything about yourself, okay? So due diligence refers to kind of a deep study conducted by the investors, okay? You know, if your due diligence was successful, then you are finally invited to the dinner meeting, okay? In the dinner meeting, you had just 50% of the chance, okay? One out of two rejected, only one, you know, was successfully selected as a, you know, funding. So overall, fewer than 4% of the startup can be funded out of 100 startups that apply this process. So competitive, isn't it? Right? This is a kind of, you know, investment process. And she identified those processes. And also, second topic of her the research is about investment criteria. And then she asked about the investment criteria to the investors. And then her answer was, investment criteria vary by stage. More specifically, before due diligence, what happened? You know, founding team and founder or founding team is the most important factors. So the investors just focused more on founders or founding team before the due diligence stage, okay? But what happened after due diligence stage? After due diligence stage, you know, your business model and your business itself and your business details can become the more critical factors, okay? I will show you the picture. Okay, I will give you the picture, you know, described by her. You know, if you apply your business idea to the investment process, and probably you go through application, pre-screen, and screening stage. Okay, and according to her, before the due diligence, you know, investors just focus on entrepreneurs or entrepreneur team as a key criteria of the decision making for the funding. And what happened after due diligence? Okay, after due diligence, investors just focus more on the business rather than, you know, entrepreneurs or entrepreneur team. Isn't it insightful, right? So if you're stagey in the screening, then you care for yourself and you care for your founding team. But if your stagey is kind of after the due diligence, then you emphasize on your business model and business itself, right? Okay, let's move on to the kind of various topic about influencing factors on investment, you know, selections. You know, I'm going to talk about, you know, founder or team, and I'm going to talk about kind of, you know, preparedness, and then game-changing vision, then passion, and, you know, positivity. Okay, let's look at this research. Well, this research was conducted by, you know, the Stanford University professor at that time. You know, the researchers just look at the question, which startup do investors prefer? Which startup? So they conducted randomized field experiment through the AngelList. Have you heard the name of the AngelList? You know, AngelList is a website platform to connect, you know, angel investors and startups. And of course, there are many angel investors who are looking for great startup. So the AngelList, you know, sent out the email that include great information about the startup. So the angel investors who register for the AngelList, you know, can receive the email about the startup's information. Okay, and there's a rule. AngelList, you know, has just three information email. Okay, the first information is about, you know, founding team's information. Second information is about the current investment history information. And the third information is about, you know, current transaction information, such as, you know, revenue or profit. Important thing is, if a certain kind of a startup have three good information, then AngelList provide three good information contained, you know, email to the, you know, angel investors. But if the startup has, you know, one or two good information and another information is not good, then, you know, AngelList provide some kind of email contained only good information included. Do you understand that? Okay, for example, you know, you and your team graduate from Ivy League University and had a job experience on, you know, Google or Facebook. Then we say you have a good information about the founding team, but you don't have any, you know, funding history and you don't make any money. So you don't have any transaction record. You don't have any previous funding history. So in this case, you know, AngelList sent out the email about your startup profile that contain only the founding team information. Okay, do you understand this mechanism? So for this research, the researchers sent out the 16,981 emails with the 21 startup profile, and they organized many different types of, you know, the startup information. Okay. To how many investors? 4,500 investors. So the investors received so many different types of the startup profile with the different types of information. Okay, some startup has a great founding team. Other startup has a great result about their revenue right now, something like that. So the researchers analyzed which information do the investors respond to. What kind of information is important for them? What about the result? The result showed that the most important information for the investors is founding team. Wow, it's very interesting. So the angel investors respond to the startup that has great founding team information. Okay. Another important thing is the more experienced the investors, the more they emphasize the team. In other words, the less experienced investors, the more they look at more information. Okay. But experienced entrepreneurs just focus on the founding team because they knew the other information is not important in this stage. The most important information in this stage is about the team or people and the founders. Okay? So the founding team is very important. So founders itself, not previous funding and current revenue. Don't worry about your previous funding and don't worry about your current revenue. Okay? as long as you have great founders and great founding team, and you will be very, you will be okay. Let's move on to another the research about the investors. You know, this research analyzed 14 episodes of the Shark Tank. You watched the Shark Tank episode before, right? Shark Tank is a kind of a business reality show launched by ABC in 2009, where the entrepreneurs pitch their ideas to, you know, receive the investment funding from the investors. And they are sharks as investors, right? And also, this research analyzed 87 episodes of Dragon's Den. Have you heard about the Dragon's Den? You know, Dragon's Den is a very similar business reality show aired by BBC in 2006 with a kind of very similar format to the Shark Tank, okay? So anyway, the researchers found out that pitches with the deep and the factual the support can increase the funding success by 20%. Okay, in other words, if we prepare very well about your pitch, such as, you know, if you have a great knowledge about your market, and if you have some kind of a numbers and some kind of industry insight, and then, you know, investors feel that, wow, you are prepared, then your funding success will be increased by how much? 20%, which is a great number, right? So the key to success of your funding is about your preparedness. So when you pitch your business idea to your investors, you should be prepared very well. Why? Because your preparedness increases your funding success by 20%. Remember the number. Wow, it's very insightful. Okay, let's move on to the another interesting topic, which is a game-changing vision. You know, you might, you know, exaggerate on your vision in front of the investors. You know, when you pitch your business idea, you might say that, you know, I want to be game changer in this market. I want to change the entire old market. Okay? That could be, you know, kind of a visionary, but that could be kind of dangerous for the investors' point of view. So, you know, this professor analyzed 918 Israeli startups in terms of their game-changing vision. Okay? Whether the startups have game-changing vision or not, and you know how big it is, something like that. So the results show us that if you have game-changing vision and if you display your game-changing vision to your investors, then your likelihood of the funding will be increased. How much? 22%. Wow, it's really great. If you emphasize on your game-changing vision too much, then what happened? You know, your funding success will be increased by 22%. Wow, it's really great, you know, founding. But more interesting thing is, investors are very smart, and, you know, they want to avoid kind of a dangerous situation. So although they are more likely to invest their money into the startup with game-changing vision, investors reduce the total amount of the investment. You know, how much? By 24%. So, to summarize this research, if you display your game-changing vision to your investors and your funding success chance will be increased to 22%, but your total amount of the investment from your investors decreased to 24%, okay, which is very interesting. So the dream big, more chance, although you will receive less money. Okay, great. So you can choose. You can choose either one, right? If I were you, I will show my game-changing vision, and I want to increase the funding success rate by 22%, okay? Let's move on. Passion. Okay, passion. passion is kind of an innate, you know, the emotion, right? Innate emotion. It looks like a fire in my mind, right? I'm really passionate about this service or this product. You know, the professors conducted fMRI study. Have you heard about fMRI? fMRI is a medical machine. And, you know, the medical doctors put the patient into the MRI, you know, machine, and they take a picture of your brain, okay? So from the MRI, and we can see the inner brain activities, right? So we will use this MRI, the devices to conduct the research about your thinking and your brain activities, okay? So basically, the researchers manipulated some kind of a video for the experiment, and then they recruited, you know, 15 investors, and then they put these 15 investors into the MRI machine. Okay, inside the MRI machine, investors look at the video already manipulated. Okay, video inside the video, there is a entrepreneur and the startup founders. And they pitch their idea to the investors inside the video, inside the MRI devices. And then the investors just, you know, watch this video inside the MRI. Okay, then, you know, the researchers analyze the brain activities of the investors inside the MRI devices. What about the result? Result was shocking, okay? You know, if the founders in the video displayed great passion about their the business idea, then investors' brain activities, you know, significantly changed. How? You know, investors' neural engagement increased by 40%. What do you mean by that? You know, if the startup founders, you know, showed their passion a lot, then the investors' brain, you know, activated. Investors' brain activated by the 40%. Okay. Investors became interested in these businesses by 40%, right? Which is great. Okay. Then, you know, if founders display high passion, then investors' intention to these businesses by 26%, which is great. So I will show you the picture. You know, inside the MRI devices, if the investors, you know, to feel that this founder displayed, you know, high passion, then their brain changed like this. And then, you know, their intention, their interest to this startup increased by around 24%, right? I'm sorry, 26%, which is really interesting, the research. Okay, guys, this is the last but not least research about the investors. You know, the professors analyzed 1,726 Kickstarter campaign, and then the result showed that if the investors find out any positive language from this Kickstarter the campaign, and then the startup's funding success rate will be increased by, you know, 3%, and also startups can increase their amount of the funding by 3%. Okay, you know, success rate increased 3%, amount of the investment, you know, increased by, you know, 3.4%, which is a really interesting result. What do you think?